We're seeing that slightly fewer Marylanders than last year. In fact, a little over 718,000 plan to travel at least 50 miles or more over this Memorial Day holiday weekend. That's actually about a 1.2% decline compared to this time last year. However, it's still consistent with the robust travel that we've seen. And we're looking at a variety of things such as the sequester and other factors and how that is really sort of playing a role with people's personal economies. That being said, the vast majority of Marylanders will be driving to their holiday destinations, more than 91%, over 653,000. And that is despite the fact that we've seen gas prices actually go up about 5 cents in the past week.
And gas prices will continue to go up because they typically do go up around this time.
Well, ironically, this is actually bucking recent trends. Over the last three Memorial Day holidays, we've actually seen them go down a bit. And we had seen gas prices go down a bit until the last week or two. They started to peak a bit. That being said, they're still 12 cents less than they were this time last year. So slightly higher than what we were paying a month ago. I believe we've jumped about 5 cents in the past month. That being said, still 12 cents less than this time last year.
Okay. And is that going to be an up?
I want to say 5 cents in the past week. My fault.
5 cents in the past week?
They've actually peaked here in Maryland about 5 cents in the past week, but they're still 12 cents less than they were this time last year. And this time last year, they were beginning to fall. So we typically do see them. You're absolutely right. Typically, we see them go up right before a holiday, be it Memorial Day or 4th of July. However, the last 3 years, we've seen them decline. So this is somewhat bucking the trend that we've seen over the last 3 years.
Speaking of July, in July, the gas tax, the first phase of the gas tax will take effect here in Maryland, and also a second phase of toll increases are going to take effect in Maryland. What impact is that going to have on holiday on summer travel?
Well, I think what we have seen over and over again is that people find a way to travel. So they sort of factor in what their travel expenses are, be it increased gas prices, whether the prices are going up, or be it the gas tax increase, whatever the case may be, toll increases. Even with this year, people are traveling farther distances, but in Maryland, they're indicating that they're spending less money and that they'll cut back on some of those discretionary things, be it eating out and other recreational activities. So by and large, they will probably still travel in high numbers, but will cut back in other areas.
They'll go on vacation, but they'll spend less on vacation.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. So they'll probably still go and make their holiday destination, make their trips. It's one of those things that people sort of really want to do and really, really kind of look forward to doing. So they find a way to make that happen.
Typically. We'll be talking to Mayor Meehan about this, but I'll ask you this. The impact of Superstorm Sandy and on the Jersey Shore beaches and the points north, is this area going to benefit Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Delaware going to benefit more because of what's happened to the north?
Absolutely. We actually, AAA conducted a survey recently of New Jersey residents and asked the question of people who typically go to the Jersey Shore and will not be able to do so because their Jersey Shore town is still recovering from the impacts of Hurricane Sandy. Actually, 8% indicated that they would now be coming to Ocean City. So unfortunately, the tragedy and what happened in New Jersey will likely benefit Ocean City tourism.
It's the nature of the beast, I guess.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's good. Great. And I was glad you